T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're at Offerdahl's Off the Grill in Boca Raton. I think John Offerdahl is having a power meeting a couple tables over from us.
Important people.
I know. I feel like a piker over here sitting with you and John Bryan. I mean, that's some heavy hitters over there. I don't know who they are. That's some heavy hitters over there. I can tell you that right now.
You just took a shot at me and John.
A little bit. Okay. Well, I've walked into plenty of restaurants in Boca Raton before, and I can tell when there's heavy hitters sitting around. Yeah.
Boat
Those
shoes?
Are some heavy.
Any boat shoes over there? That's my key. Good old boat shoe.
That is what it
Good
is.
Good old Sperry.
Omar Kelly's going to join us here momentarily. We'll talk some Dolphins football.
Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Stone crabs are here. Go get all the sizes, the best price, the freshest stone crabs in South Florida at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They got the stone crabs, but they got it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have the lobster. They have the shrimp. They have the fish. They have all the crustaceans, your clams, your scallops, your oysters. They have it all, but they have those stone crabs right now. You got to get over there. The selections amazing, like I told you. Go to DelawareChicken.com. What I just told you about 30-40% of what they have. They have so much more. Marinade seasonings. They have spices. They have eggs. They have sides. They have cooked food. They have it all. So the selection is crazy. The prices are amazing. $7.99 a pound for bone-in pork chops. They have chicken leg quarters. If you buy 5 pounds or more, you get it for 99 cents. Those are $19.52 prices. The turkey chili is only $7.99 a pound. Argentinian red shrimp only $9.99 a pound. Guys, get to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. Call them in advance when you know what you want. Order your stone crabs. Order all your food. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Your order will be ready and packaged when you get there. Walk in, pay, and leave. They're going to give you a great selection. They're going to save you time. They're going to save you money. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When y'all get down there, get your stone crabs, get your food, and tell them Crowder sent you.
I'm just about to post on Instagram some video of you and John Offerdahl playing cornhole outside Offerdahl's Off the Grill here in Boca Raton. So if you want to see a couple of competitors. And then Crowder's been walking around the restaurant telling all of Offerdahl's employees that he'd be able to kick John's ass. You know, and they look at it. They look at him here like he's a hero. Like he's, you know, they work for him and he's always upbeat and whatever. And Crowder's just walking around talking to, you know, random employees here at Offerdahl's talking about, I'd kick his
ass. That's what I just
ass.
Told the lady.
Yeah, I saw it. He's like, Miss, like she's just minding her own business, trying to do her work.
Ma'am, you think that dude will whoop my ass? I'll whoop his ass.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram if you want to see video of two competitors going at it in a highly competitive game of cornhole.
But if you're in a happy relationship, don't show your woman.
Because Offerdahl's a good-looking guy.
Offerdahl.
Let's. Do you have the song for Omar Kelly, Solana?
Let's hit it.
Fire it up.
Omar Kelly, do 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 do. Omar Kelly, do 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 do. Omar Kelly, do 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 do. Omar Kelly, from the Sun Sentinel, do 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 do. From the Sun Sentinel, do 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 do. From Sun Sentinel, do 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 do. Sun Sentinel covers the fins, do 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 do. Covers the fins, do 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 do. Covers the fins, do 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 do. Covers the fins. Just got married, do 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 do. Just got married, do 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 do. Just got married, do 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 do.
Sorry, really one of my broadcast highlights. One of my broadcast highlights. Omar Kelly covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins this football season. Keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Hello, Omar.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you? I didn't know Crowder went around telling everybody that he's I thought it was just with me he said that.
Yeah, no, no. He's been going at J.O. all afternoon,
man.
Same thing
man. Omar does. If you try me, I got to let you know I wear your ass out. that's life, there, baby. That's old school life.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. There's no question there. He's just he's flexing a little bit. I don't know why.
John, he brings a competitor.
John's a competitor still. He wants to compete.
That's the one thing I always remember about locker rooms, and when I eventually stop going in them, I'll miss it. No matter what is in the locker room, they're just a heightened level of competitiveness. I mean, whether they're playing poker or they could be playing war, it doesn't matter. Checkers, chess. At professional athletes, if they're competing, they're really competing, and they get real competitive.
I remember Joey Porter wanted to bet me $5,000 which bird would fly away first off of a log at Hard Rock one time. I said, Peasy, I can't bet that much money on a bird flying away, bro.
And Peasy said, left or right.
You will bet or I will whoop your ass.
Here, just take my $5,000. Hey, so Omar.
Joey was a crazy one.
Are you heading up to Pittsburgh for the game Monday night?
Yeah, I am. I am. Is Joey still on that staff? I think he is. I'm not sure anymore.
They had to get rid of him. After he tried to fight the whole Cincinnati Bengals in the playoffs that year, I think they had to get rid of him.
I'm not certain. I don't know. My guess is he's gone. He's gone. Are you feeling like the Dolphins are trending upwards? Now, albeit, I'm grading on a curve here because I understand they're 0-6. But they do seem to be like they're headed towards a victory, maybe?
Yeah, no doubt they're getting better, and they're competitive now. And we just talked to the players in the locker room, and even Fitz said it at the beginning of the season. There was so much chaos thrown at them. I mean, 13 new players. You think it takes a week to learn an offense and a defense? You know, they were just going out there. The offensive line. I mean, they were in shambles after Laremy Tunsil's trade and getting a new player. They're in fact still working on their possibility. They might play without DeMarcus Webb. Which would create the sixth different starting combination in seven games. He's got a shin injury right now. He practiced. He looked pretty good when I saw him at practice, but there's no guarantee he's going to play. But they are trending upwards from the standpoint they've got a real NFL quarterback on the field now. No shade to Josh Rosen, even though I just shaded him as hell. I mean, let's be real about it. He couldn't read a defense. He couldn't call line protections. You know, come on, man. Like, you got to give your team a chance. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, he gives his team a chance. The offensive line, they're starting to play better. They're trending upwards despite all their injuries. To me, the offense, if they can score 21 points, I really think that they can win games. The problem is the defense. There isn't anything that they're doing well right now, and I don't see that turning unless Xavier and Rashad start playing again.
Oh, I know this is out of my personality, but I got to be honest, man. Should I feel a little sorry for Flores? Just what he got? We know the situation. He knows the situation. He got to play games. Like, I feel sorry for the man. Should I?
Yes, a little, because, I mean, you play in NFL teams with one hand tied behind your back. I mean, it's not really a fair fight. I did the math. I really took a real good examination of the roster. You got, I think it's 14 rookies, 17 players claimed off the waiver wire, another two dozen who would probably belong on a practice squad instead of a 53-man roster. And that's no shade intended at anybody, because – there are guys like Mark Walton, a guy claimed off the waiver wire, who is proving, hey, I belong in this league, if not belong as a starter. Evan Brome, he has played as good as you're going to play for a guy. Yeah, they traded for him, but, you know, who knows what would have happened in Indianapolis. They swapped 6-round picks with Indy to get him, and he is really playing well. You know, so you're going to get opportunity. I mean, literally – anybody that they've claimed in the secondary is on the field and starting in a week. I made a video with the Sun Sentinel today, and I didn't intend to, but it really came off disrespectful. But literally anybody they claim, they're going to play, if not start, on this team. And that's truly the length of how bad this roster is. And no disrespect to any of the guys who are out there, the Ryan Lewis's of the world, the Ken Websters.
Oh, stop doing that. Don't slap me and say sorry and think I'm not going to get upset now. You've done it three times already. No disrespect. They ain't got nobody on the line. No disrespect.
It is what it is, Crowder. I mean, they can't even set an edge on this team. Like, Taco Charlton is your best defensive player on the front line right now, and Dallas threw him away 4 weeks ago. Yeah. Like, this is your team. Like, how – yeah, I got to feel sorry for Brian Flores. But the hope is that you walk away from this season with at least 25 players that you want to keep and build off. That's the hope. I'm not sure if I'm at 25, but that's the hope.
Talking about building, talking about the future, in the Sun Sentinel, you had 10 guys that could be gone by Tuesday. What some of those names, like Xavier Howard surprised me, Devontae Parker surprised me. There were some names on that list that you had in your column, whatever, that surprised me. Like, are there any legit players that you really believe are going to be gone in less than a week?
I think if any team wants anybody, you make a respectable offer, you can have them. And I'm not even being facetious about it. If you want Daniel Kilgore because you need a center, if you want Devontae Parker, who's got a really respectable contract right now, they're not going to trade Devontae to the Patriots, but the Patriots could use Devontae Parker right now. If you're a team and you think that you need one more piece to make it in your playoff push, like the Eagles, for instance. If the Eagles offered up two first-round picks for Xavier Howard, Dolphins would seriously have to consider that. Seriously. And I wouldn't – I don't know if I would do that trade. You'd probably have to sweeten it a little bit for me because those are two late-round picks. I already got Xavier, and I got him locked up for 5 years on a very team-friendly deal because Steve Ross has paid the freight for it. But you would seriously have to consider that. You know, Rashad Jones, if you need Dallas – I don't know. Dallas has flirted with Rashad Jones and trading for him since haven't gotten that deal done. I don't know. You could have Rashad Jones for probably like a fifth-round pick. Like, why wouldn't you do that if you're Dallas?
It's a crazy situation, but they also don't want to win any games this season if they can't. Like, they don't mind getting rid of everybody because other teams are doing it. Atlanta's doing it. Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Is there a bright spot for the Dolphins? I kind of feel like Mark Walton. I feel like they found a running back.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark Walton, Evan Brome. Let's go. I think, you know, Vince Beagle, he's probably turned into one of my favorite players on the team right now. I love watching him play. I mean, he and I was having a conversation with him. I did a 1st and 10 with him, which is just an interview that I've been doing for years on Sun Sentinel. And this guy, and I stole something from y'all, by the way, because I didn't know anything about this cranberry farming situation, and he explained it to me, and I thank you for that cranberry information.
It shocked us, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. But the energy that he brings to a game, I've never seen. It's unreal. Now, is he a great player? No, but his energy is infectious and it's contagious, and he's a player that I would like to build around. I don't know what kind of role he's going to play, but he's definitely somebody that I want on this team for the future. So that's Devontae Parker. Like, people want to disrespect Devontae. We've known him as injury-prone throughout his entire career. Yes, he's been a disappointing first-round pick. But right now, Devontae looks like a legit NFL starting receiver. Like, can we put some respect on his name? See, I didn't disrespect him that time, Chick Robert. Look at that.
Hey, one verse seven. You still disrespectful in the interview, O. Now, let's do the numbers. No. Hey, one more quick one on the way out, O. Is Tua Tagovailoa? Everybody knows your love for Tua. You have Tua love, I think, over anybody else in the market. Has this ankle injury, another ankle injury, now he's going to have surgery, is that running you at all away from your Tua love?
I'm going to borrow something from my partner, Safid. If Steph Curry was coming into the draft and you know Steph Curry has some bad ankles, are you going to not pick Steph Curry?
He's still on my team.
Okay. So this is the exact same situation. I believe with my whole heart, everything, conviction, that Tua will change the landscape of South Florida sports. Believe it in my heart. And so, bad ankles or not, put some titanium in them, which Alabama has done.
Yeah.
Sign me up. I mean, everybody,
look at that injury. Look at the nature of the injury. You saw the ankle turn. It wasn't like he just got hit and he's fragile. No, you saw the ankle turn in a direction it wasn't meant to turn. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is what it is. We know there are two knocks on Tua. His size, he's tiny, and he's got ankle issues and knee issues. Okay, we understanding that. You know what you do, Crowder? You build him the Berlin Wall. You put a whole wall of 6'4", 330-pound jokers in front of him, like Dallas did for Dak Prescott, and then you ride it out. I'm firmly convicted that Tua needs to be with the Miami Dolphins and will be the number one pick. Even if the Dolphins win too many games, which I think is a possibility right now because the Jets look pretty bad, Washington looks pretty bad, and I'm not sure Cincinnati's going to get a win, and I think this is a two-win Dolphins team. I think you trade all three first-round picks for Tua. Make it happen.
I agree. I think he's going to be a franchise changer if they get him. Omar Kelly, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Thank you, O.
All right, guys.
All right, there you go, Omar Kelly. Darren Revell is going to join us in the next segment. We always enjoy talking with Darren Revell from the Action Network. He's got a couple million Twitter followers, yes. And he's been tweeting a lot of stadium food pictures, which is definitely in my wheelhouse. Get to Darren Revell in a moment. Guys, it can be easy to perform your best. I've been telling you about this for a while. I'm talking about treating erectile dysfunction. My friends at Mens.com are making it easier than ever for men to address ED by offering generic Viagra or Cialis at a fraction of the cost. And now they're offering an additional 50% off your first month. I've been telling you, if you're spending a lot of money on this stuff already, you got to switch to Mens.com. But then you ask, okay, well, how do they do that? How do they offer it at a fraction of the cost? Good question. Mens.com took out the middleman and bought the pharmacy. So they're delivering erectile dysfunction prescriptions conveniently and discreetly to your front door. There are no trips to your doctor, no embarrassing conversations to have, and the Mens.com online process is remarkably quick and easy. They're even located in the U.S., so you don't need to worry about the meds that you're going to get. Look, it's easy to put off your needs. I get it. It's easy to ignore a problem, but it's so easy now to correct that problem. It takes just 15 minutes. Do it for yourself. Do it for your loved one. It's no big deal. Enhance your performance where it counts with generic Viagra or Cialis from Mens.com and take 50% off your first month. You'll thank me later. Treat ED easily with Mens.com, M-E-N-S.com. That's FDA approved, Mens.com. Darren Revell, he's going to join us next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.